As I ceded some of my time to our wonderful Gideon this morning, I decided I'd try to cut this a little shorter, but we'll see how that really goes. Galen, I see that grin back there. I also forgot to mention one thing earlier in our prayer concerns. We are concerned because Vic turned 60, and it's all downhill from here, Vic. Becky wanted him to process this morning with a walker. We kind of forgot to do that. Maybe you can recess with a walker if we can find one for you. But happy birthday to our wonderful Vic. Our scripture lesson this morning, we remain with the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 1, verses 4 through 10. This is the call of Jeremiah. Hear now the words of our God through the prophet. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." Then I said, "Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say, 'I am only a boy,' for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, "Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." This is the word of our God for you and for me, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? Glorious God, in these words may we hear our names consecrated with your words. Amen and amen. What is your name? I know some of you are probably embarrassed about that middle name of yours, but I want you to say it. We're gonna say it out loud, and we're going to take pride in our name together, even though some of you have probably been hiding your middle name since you were born because you just don't like it. And so together, let us say we are... That was almost together. Some of us have longer names and names with a lot more vowels than others. Yolitolo is, actually, it rolls off the tongue quite well to me. I don't understand why people have so much trouble with it. But this morning, we are going to talk about three things within this text. You have heard this text preached before with regards to a call, with regards to the call of Jeremiah, of Moses, of Jesus, and of yourself. But this morning, I'd like to take a slightly different approach. And of those three things, you know two of them because they are listed as the title of this message: known and consecrated. But the third thing I will surprise you with a little bit later in the sermon. Let's start now with known. Known by name. Your name, the name that you just hopefully said with pride. That name is made up of who you are. That name is made up of who you were before you were even born. That name is made up of your ancestors that have come before you. That name is you. For instance, I am Alec which, if you can believe it or not, is short for something. A great uncle of mine, and you've probably never heard this name, was named Alexandre. Yeah, let that one sink in for a little bit. Alexandre Yalitlo. I'm glad they shortened it to Alec. My middle name, Clinton, is a family name on my mom's side. And my last name that I take wonderful, great pride in, Yalitlo, pronounced Ulitalo in Finnish. For the longest time, I was told meant house on a hill. And yes, that is the absolute literal term of the definition of that name. But my brother ran into someone who spoke Finnish, I think here in Waco, actually, while he was in college. And curious about what that name meant, asked her. And she said, yes, it means house on a hill. But more specifically, it is an idiom that means house on a hill above everybody else. Right? That made me take a little bit more pride in my name than when it was just house on a hill. It is the house that oversees all of the other houses that are just a little bit lower. Stop laughing. But that name, Alec Clinton Yalitlo, is who I am. No matter how much I struggle with being named Alec and not Alex, because that's what everybody wants to call me, or how much I struggle with the many variations of Yalitlo that I have gotten, from Lito to Yato, to every once in a while somebody says it right on the first try, believe it or not. That name embodies who I am, my history, my ancestors. There is a story behind each aspect of my name. There is a story that God has written behind each and every aspect of that name. Not just for you, though. Because how many people in your life have you been introduced to and you said, oh, your name is Helen, and you immediately went to, okay, I have these adjectives of who this Helen I know, and I attribute those adjectives to the name now. So you must be kind, sweet, and gentle like the Helen that I already know. How many of you have run into, well, you haven't run into another Alec very often, but said, oh, Alec, okay, and that brings to mind adjectives, some of which I won't say here because I'm sure you're not thinking these wonderful, kind, gentle, sweet like Helen. But that name carries with it who you are, even in other people's lives. Jeremiah. What does the name Jeremiah mean? Sheila? No, you're going to pass on this one. Raised up or appointed by God. Before Jeremiah was born. Before Jeremiah was even named that particular name. Jeremiah was raised up and appointed by God. Your name means something to God. Your name means a call to be God's child. Your name is who God calls out to. You are known by God by that name. What about the word consecrated? I know that in many translations you'll see appointed or set aside. Consecrated is the word in the NRSV, and I think it is a beautiful word because in one of the definitions that I found, it says to make or declare sacred, but especially to devote irrevocably to the worship of God. To devote irrevocably to the worship of God. Before you were born, God knew you and devoted you irrevocably. You know what irrevocably means? Unable to be revoked. Unable to be taken away. Nobody in this world can take away your birthright of being devoted to God. Your birthright of worshiping God who you are. Before you were even born, you were named consecrated. You were named and dedicated to the worship of our God. No matter who you are, God knows you. God consecrates you. And the final word that I'd like to focus on is one that maybe you don't notice all that often whenever you read through this particular scripture. And in fact, as I scan through it, I'm struggling trying to find it. I can't believe I can't see it. Oh, that's because it's on the second page that I wasn't reading. In verse 10, we'll go back to verse 9 and begin there. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, "Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms. Today I appoint you." This scripture goes from before you were born to today. Specifically for Jeremiah's case, yes. For before he was born, he was called out to this moment in his life. Today, Jeremiah is called to be a prophet. And he responds with his weaknesses. He responds with, "I am too young. I don't even have the words." But God says, "Today. Today I appoint you." From before you were even born, each and every day has built up to this very moment. I have been laying the foundations of your life in your very name, in your consecration, to lead up to this very moment today. Today is a unique opportunity for you, Jeremiah. Today is a unique opportunity for you, Richfield Christian Church, to utilize every part of that foundation, every moment of your history from before you were even born, to utilize your name, your consecration, to live into your call today. However, today you may have woken up on the wrong side of the bed. Today, you may be realizing, Vic, that you're not young anymore. Today, you're 60. Today, tomorrow, but that doesn't fit into the sermon here. Today, you may feel too young. You may feel too old. Today, you may feel sick to your stomach. Today, you may feel hoarse and you cannot form those very words. Today, you may feel like your brain just didn't wake up with you and you can't think of those very words. Today, you may call out to God and say, "I just can't do it." But in our scripture this morning, God responds to Jeremiah's infirmity, Jeremiah's underconfidence, and says, "I will put the words upon your mouth. You are not too young, Jeremiah. Today you are just as you are supposed to be. Today you will have the words because I will provide them. Today, I will fill you with my spirit. Today, all that has led up to now leads you to be appointed by God in this very moment." But today doesn't stop today, if that makes any sense. For tomorrow will become today, right? And tomorrow, as you look back, at that foundation that has built up from before you were born, you will have added one extra day. A day in which you have learned. A day in which you have grown. A day in which you have realized that you are not too young, too old, too infirm, too struggling in your faith. A day that has formed you. And as that day becomes the next today in your lifetime, another layer of a call story forms. Each day is a today I appoint you day. For each day, God says to you, calls you by name, consecrates you, and says, today I appoint you. Alec Clinton, you little old, today I appoint you. Yes, I know you don't think you have the words this morning to speak, but I will give you them. Because today I have appointed you. And so in this prophecy of Jeremiah, we have in every sense a present tense proclamation. Yes, we have the past of proclamation. Yes, we have the future of proclamation. But in this, we have a present tense proclamation each and every moment in our lives. For in this moment, you can say today and now I am appointed by God. 10 minutes from now, you can say in that moment, today I am appointed and called by God. 10 years from now, you can say, today I am appointed and called by God. Each and every moment of my life has led up to this. What am I going to do with my call today? Your life is in every word, deed, and spirit a present tense proclamation. You are known, you are set aside and consecrated. I hope that you will use today to live into that call. Amen and alleluia.